The past 3 days he'd not seen or heard any sign of his pursuers, nor had he come across many local people. Those he did encounter paid him little attention. His face and stature were similar to theirs. His instincts told him to ride on, that he hadn't put enough distance between himself and— From across the stream, perhaps 50 yards away, came the crack of a branch in the trees. Anyone else would have dismissed it, but Dakal knew the sound of a horse pushing through heavy brush. His own horse had stopped drinking, its head raised, and ears twitching. From the trail, another sound, the scuff of a horse's hoof on the gravel trail. Dakal pulled the bow from the sheath on his back and an arrow from the quiver, then crouched down in the knee-high water grass. Partially blocked by the horse's legs, Dakal peeked under the animal's belly, looking for signs of movement. There was nothing. He turned his head right. Through the trees he could just make out the narrow trail. He watched, waited. Then, another hoof scuff. Dakal knocked an arrow and drew the bow slightly, taking up the tension. A few moments later, a horse appeared on the trail, cantering slowly. The horse stopped. Dakal could see only the rider's legs and his black-gloved hands resting on the saddle's pommel, reins gripped loosely in his fingers.